This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We are campus community radio from Simon Fraser University, and we broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples, along with other Coast Salish peoples. Check us out online. We stream online at cjsf.ca, and you are currently listening to Open Mic. I am your host for this hour. My name is Elena. And I'm currently away right now. As you are listening to this, I will be on a plane to New York City. I'm very excited for the trip. But if you do have any New York City recommendations, please, please, please send them to me. You can DM me on Instagram. My handle is elena.jpeg, elena.jpeg. I'll be checking those once I land, and I'm excited to spend some time there. So today, the tracks that I've chosen are kind of all over the place, honestly. We've got some 80s, we've got punk, we've got some deep house and electronic and synthy stuff. We've also got indie rock and pop. We have a ton of local music today. We have Vancouver-based band Warm, Animal Bodies, The Secret V's. We also have Lethbridge-based band Centuries coming up. But the first track that I've chosen for you today is by an artist called Klaus Nomi. And I came across Klaus Nomi in a YouTube rabbit hole. And the first music video I saw of his was Simple Man. And immediately I was like, oh my goodness, I have to learn more about this person. And I hope that you feel the same way, because after seeing the first music video of his, then I saw another and another, and then I kept researching him and learning more about his life. And he's a very interesting character. He was a German-born countertenor and performed in opera a lot. But then he moved to New York City in the 70s, where he performed in the New Wave vaudeville show and also moonlighted as a pastry chef. Unfortunately, he passed away in 1983 due to complications from AIDS, and he was one of the earlier individuals to be affected by this in the community. Specifically for this track, I do want to mention the music video. You have to watch the music video for this track I'm going to play. You have to pinky promise me that you're going to look it up, like write it down right now, or cue it up in your phone, your laptop, or something. But go to YouTube and search "Falling in Love Again" by Klaus Nomi, and please, 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 please watch the music video. It's very 80s. It's so funny, and it's so erotic as well. It's just so good. And that'll give you like a good sense of Klaus Nomi's style and artistic vision, I guess. But before I keep rambling, I'm going to play this track for you. It is called "Falling in Love Again" by Klaus Nomi. That's Klaus with a K, Nomi, N-O-M-I. And this is off of his 1982 album, Simple Man, which, if you've been paying attention, came out the year before he passed away. "Falling in Love Again" by Klaus Nomi.
Again. Never wanted to. What am I to do? Can't help it. Love's always been my game. Played as I may. I was made that way. Can't help it. They cluster to me like moths around a flame. But if their wings burn, I know I'm not to blame. Falling in love again. Never wanted to. What am I to do? Can't help it. Oh,
ja, dafür kann ich nicht. Ich bin von Kopf bis Fuß auf Liebe eingestellt. Ja, das ist meine Welt und das gab es.
And that was Vapid, a Vancouver-based band, with their track Death of Youth. And then before that, we had Blue Eyed Pop by the Sugar Cubes off of their 1983 album Life's Too Good. Sugar Cubes was an Icelandic alternative rock band, and you might have recognized the vocals on that because it's Björk. So, yeah, that's pretty cool. I'll be back with some more 80s Vancouver punk right after this.
Atención.
Yucasterio. Domingos, 6 a 8 p.m. 90.1 CJSF Radio.
CJSF
90.1 FM.
Radio Mano Papachango
90.1 FM. Yucasterio.
Atención.
Hello, I'm back. So this next track is called Coffee Girl by Secret V's. And Secret V's were a Vancouver punk rock band in the early 80s. They only released 2 EPs before breaking up, but the bassist, Ray Tremblay, went on to form Ray Kondo. I came across the Secret V's when I was going through our vinyl collection here at CJSF, and I was surprised that they were from the 80s, and they sounded so modern. Like, a lot of their songs genuinely sound like they could be by Weezer or something. But they're pretty well known as one of the, like, better punk bands to come out of Vancouver, and I really like all their stuff. So check them out. I don't think they're not on Spotify, and they're not on Bandcamp either, but if you Google Secret V's band, they should come up. So here's Secret V's with Coffee Girl.
I think it's time we met. I'm picking on the coffee and cigarettes. I got enough tobacco for one more yet. I think it's time we met. Are you drinking coffee too? Is that the sort of thing you would do? I got a window seat. I'm sitting looking out on the street. I might even get up. Sure, just what I've seen. Well, I'm a child of the video screen. My conscience is clean. In real life, I think it's just a bit of yourself out on the line. But big life is so boring, and besides, just a waste of time. 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 I'm a peripatetic refugee for you. I'm a peripatetic refugee for you. I'm a peripatetic refugee for you. I'm a prep that it could be for you. I think it's time we met. Bringing over coffee and cigarettes. I got enough tobacco for one more yet. I think it's time we met. Time.
And that was just Goodbye Cool World by Warm. They are a Vancouver-based minimalist rock band, and that's off of their newest release called Death Ron, so check them out on Bandcamp. And then before that, we had It Began / Ended with Sparks by Prairie Cat. And Prairie Cat is a Canadian duo consisting of Carrie Pratt and Steve Bays, who is the frontman of the Hot Hot Heat.
All right, we're going to get started.
Studio 6, CJSF's video series, captures high-quality video recordings of live performances and interviews with impactful and inspiring artists.
That's so nice to hear.
It's when we're at our best, personally and professionally, I feel like.
I saw you guys at a show for Mr. Merlot at Toast Collective. I was wondering if you guys had any like local favorites in the scene.
I like Manager is so good, coming out the new tape really soon. There's something to look out for.
The series engages artists in the conversations about the community and cool topics that affect them the most.
The way your vocals fit in, right, kind of in this other layer, and your guitar and your drums, and you're able to make this like impressive amount of sound for just the two of you. So I just wanted to get into that.
You can watch the Studio 6 live sessions on CJSF's YouTube channel or on our website at cjsf.ca/studio6.
For the past two decades, CJSF 90.1 FM has been the game-changing radio station people have tuned in to listen, share, discuss, and celebrate. From authors, actors, and entertainers to journalists, business leaders, and sports figures, CJSF has welcomed esteemed guests, giving you the best in music, news, and spoken word, undoubtedly changing the sound of community radio since 2003. CJSF, diverse, independent, yours.
All right. You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and my name is Elena. For this next block of songs, we're going to get into something a little heavier. The first track I have for you, not crazy heavy, but we're going to warm up to it. This is Maiden's Boil by Animal Bodies. They are a Vancouver-based band, but I'm not sure if they're making music anymore. This track is off of their 2011 album, Kiss the Fang, and I really enjoy it, and I hope you do too.
Yeah.